Hey everybody, come on in. I'm gonna get all my screens set up. I'm gonna bring on Coach Lisa. She's gonna be taking questions in Q&A. I'll answer a few. She'll answer a few. I'm also your surprise and delight today. You were supposed to have Coach MJ, but I was home. I think I was originally supposed to be out of town and my schedule got changed. And I was like, I want to talk to the people. Give me the call. So I'm excited to be here. All right, let me get this going. So let's talk about the for all of you who are brand new to No BS, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a Wednesday Q&A call plus I teach a little bit on Wednesdays. So it's a mix of just putting questions into the Q&A box or just listen to me teach and preach. So that's what we do on Wednesdays. We have some exciting changes for you coming up in the next month, starting September. On September 1st, there's going to be a slight change on the website. So where it says monthly challenge page, we are changing that to say this month in No BS, because some months we run challenges. Sometimes we're dropping new content. We like to, every single month, what I love to do is I like to design the month around what do I think right now will most help people lose weight? And so it just made a little bit more sense. I hope that makes it a little bit more clear. Same thing. The only difference is instead of it saying monthly challenge page, now you will find your challenges. You will find whatever we're doing on the tab called This Month in No BS. All right. And we are going to be, hopefully, I think it's in October, if I'm not mistaken. October is the month that we're going to officially roll out one of the most exciting pieces of content. Y'all have been begging me forever. One of the things that people keep saying is, I suck at time management. Like, Corinne, main reason why I can't lose weight is because I'm too busy. I'm overwhelmed. I've got too many irons in the fire. It's hard for me to make time for weight loss. I just got so much shit going on. And then other people say the complete opposite. I don't have a lot going on. I'm more retired. I have more time than I need on my hands. And yet I procrastinate. I see myself not really doing a lot of work and stuff. So we are going to be talking all things about like how it's not just time management, but it's really going to be like the skill of getting your brain wrapped around your life, figuring out when to prioritize things, when to back off things a little bit, how to break that perfectionistic thinking around all of it, how to stop overscheduling yourself, and how do you spend time with yourself? We're going to be taking a look at all of it. Because I know that one of the reasons why you're here in No BS and you're not in some other bullshit program is because you just need to learn how to manage your life better. Like, the better we get at managing our lives and like the way that we think, what goes on between our ears, what's going on outside of us, how we're showing up, it takes away so much of the urges and the desires to overeat. So that will be happening in October. But guess what we're gonna be doing in September? We are going back to the basics. All of you are going back to the basics. So, when I was thinking about what we could do in September, I was thinking about what happens in the lives of No BS women in the fall. So, one is we have a lot of teachers in our group. So, we have a lot of people who are going back to school. And what happens? My basics go to shit. I somehow forget about them. I think I can't do them. I don't know how to make them work because, like, for some reason, I forget. I do this every fucking year of my life. And this is what I want to break. In September, all of you think about this. When y'all keep saying, but I have to go back to work, but my kids are going back to school, that keeps happening every year. And rather than showing up like a shit show every year and pretending like it's all new, you've done it before. So now what we have to do is we have to learn how to apply the basics during different seasons of our life. Some of you need to go back to the basics because you're empty nesting for the first time. You need to dust off your basics because the basics are going to be completely different for you when you are grieving, missing, suddenly got all this time. Like, you're not going to football games anymore. You're not going to baseball practices anymore. You're not chasing your kids down. Now you're having to wonder what the fuck they're doing without their mama. What is my life like? So we have those people. And then we just take the rest of you. You spent the summer vacationing, doing different things. And now we're kind of like, I think a lot of us, to me, September is very similar to January. A lot of people, and I want all of you to think about this. September can be a big reset for all of us. It can really be like, okay, we're coming into a new season. Like there's all this new stuff happening. And what I need is a refresh and a new insight on the basics for the new season. Instead of, oh, it's September, it's so hard, and I just don't know, and everything's changed, and rah, rah, rah. No Eeyore-ing the fall. We are going to reset for the fall. We are going to be, like, a lot of you, like, if you're anything like me, let me just say, thank you, baby Jesus, and the golden diaper. College football season is back. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited for every Saturday. Corinne has no calls on Saturday for a reason, because she waits for the 12 Saturdays in the fall so that she can sit and watch as many games as she possibly can. That is how I spend. And it's anxiety ridden. If you know, I'm a huge UT fan. Like, oh my God, like it is every Saturday, heart palpitations. I'm like screaming, hollering, crying, like whatever needs to happen, I just have to do it. So this Saturday, I will be going to a football game here in Nashville. UT is playing their home opener in Nashville. I got tickets for me and my family. We're going. Oh, but this is the thing. For a lot of you, the fall means different things on the weekends. I have to have a different approach to my weekends because I know I'm going to go to my sports bar. Everybody's going to be drinking. I've got to like figure out what does maintenance look like in the fall. It's very different than what maintenance looks like in the summer for Corinne when she's traveling to Las Vegas and doing those things. So I think a lot of you forget that the basics, they evolve and change. And I think that when we're having one of these collective reset moments, what we really want to do is we want to think about our basics and how do they apply now? And the best way to do that is to re-fucking listen to the material. If y'all always ask me like, how are you so successful? How do you run 3 businesses? How do you do all that? Not like be overwhelmed all the time and blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I get overwhelmed. I have my own shit. But here's how I am a success. When I'm going to write a course for y'all, like a brand new course, and it's going to be a big one. So every time I've rewritten No BS and stuff, I have one course that I bought, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago. It used to be called Courses That Convert. Now it's Digital Course Academy by my friend, Amy Porterfield. And every time I'm ready to write something for y'all that's going to be epic, I go back to the basics of course writing. I have written so many courses. You would think about all the courses inside of No BS. Think about, and I've got a whole business membership where I've got as many courses over there as I have over here. You would think like, she doesn't need to do that. Like it would be really easy for me to sit and say like, I shouldn't have to relearn this. I should know more. Like only losers and dumbasses have to do this. Like I could be doing that, but this is what I always think. Before I do something important and life-changing for me, I want to make sure I really understand the fundamentals. And I re-listen to it every single time. And every single time I listen to it, I learn something different. Can y'all, somebody tell me in the chat, can you hear all that hammering that's going on? I think that they're hammering on the other side of my wall right now. Just a little. Okay. It literally sounds like the guy's hammering inside my head right here. Let me just close this door and see if that helps. One of the reasons why I love my husband is because he is so good about getting me good mics. Y'all can barely hear it, but I'm not joking. They were hammering right behind my wall in the basement, in the stairwell, and it's like it's in my office. So, all right. So what we want to do is we always want to be dusting off the basics. We always want to be re-listening to them. And this is for the legacy members. A legacy member inside of Known BS means I have been a member for 365 plus straight days without leaving the program. And we have a lot of legacy members. But y'all are the worst at not wanting to do the basics. You know, like when somebody's newer, it kind of makes sense. Oh, I just did them. I should listen to them again. This will be fun. There's such an amazing attitude about it. But, you know, like after you've been here a minute, you're just like, I shouldn't have to. That's a waste of time. I already listened once. Oh, I've heard them a couple times. It never fails that when I coach a legacy member, they will say, I'll ask them, when's the last time you listened to module one? When they're struggling with enough and hunger. And they'll be like, well, I listened to it like last year. It's like, but you're struggling with them now. Then you know what we need to do? Listen again and listen through this person's mindset. Listen through the version of you that's struggling with them to remind you the simplicity. A lot of you, what's happening, and this is one of the reasons why we're going to re-listen, is you listen to them a few times, you go out into the wild and you have you some success, and then some life happens and you struggle and stuff. And when you're struggling, all your old fears of not being able to lose weight come back. And with fears, guess what comes along for the ride? Hey, 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 here's Dot mentality. I'm the best friend with fears. And Dot mentality starts saying like, let's make up some fake ass rules about what the basics are. And that's what I coach on all the time. A lot of you who are struggling with the basics, it's not because of the basics. It's a lot of, I have unconsciously allowed myself to believe that eating to enough means this. Waiting for hunger means this. Good, better, best means this. And when we re-listen to the content and we hear it in its purest form, guess what we have? A conflict arise. I thought it was this. Corinne's mouth said this. What? Now we have to resolve a problem. It's usually your diet mentality. And now we know what to resolve. Now we know like, oh, at this stage of the basics, what's happened in this area of my life, what's happened is I am now revealing some of the crap I've made up in my head. It's showing me some of that past diet stuff I didn't even know I was thinking again. So it's a really good thing to re-listen. So that's what we're going to be doing next month. We're going back to the basics on Wednesdays. With me, we will be re-listening just to module one. We're not going to re-listen to a lot of the stuff. At first, we were going to try to do modules one, two. And I said, no. You know what they need? They need to really dig into the basics. So we will watch a video or two together. And then y'all are going to ask questions. Lots of them. Tons of them. And then I am going to tell you the basics over and over again. Clear up confusion so that all month long in September, guess what we are doing? Fucking losing weight like bosses. We are going to use September as the new January. And we're going to do it together. And it's going to be amazing. So here's what I want you to do. Let me get out my notes because we got some notes here. Number one, as I'm taking you through and you can't attend live, if you like say like, I don't get to go to the lives, but I've got questions, I want you to send them to Ask Coaches. Not only will the coaches answer your questions about module one, but some of the most popular questions that we are getting where the most confusion is lying, we're going to bring it. And that's what we're going to talk about each week. My goal is for everyone to just really understand their basics like the back of their hand by the end of September. So if you can't attend the live calls, there is no panic. There is no like, And y'all know how I feel about sad face emojis. I better not get a sad face. I don't get to come to the last. It doesn't fucking matter. Right now, we only have 636 members out of the 12,000 we have. You know what happens? There are plenty of members who don't come live who lose a lot of weight. They re-listen to the calls. I promise you, if you've got a burning question, there is another person who will attend live out of the 600 plus people who will be asking your question. So don't you tune out and don't you tune up some sad face emoji if you can't attend live. Just say, I belong to several places. I'm always trying to like grow myself and learn things about how to make a better experience for y'all in weight loss and just being here. I never attend live calls. And I never once left a sad face emoji about it. You know why? Because I don't want to fucking listen to a private member podcast. I also know how to take notes. And I also know how to submit my question in a Facebook group or on Ask Coaches. Tell yourself, I know how to do this. I am determined to make this work for me. I am not going to work against myself. No more working against yourself. Making this work can happen for all of you. So that is the first thing is, I want you to take a look. If you go to this month in No BS, when we announce we're doing the basics, you will know which modules we're going to watch together. You don't even have to go to the website and watch them. You could just listen to the replay because it will get recorded right there. Then you can hear all the bountiful questions that are getting asked and answered. But if you want to do a little pre-work and say, like, you know what, I'm going to just listen on the website because I might have questions and I want to pre-submit them. Then all you got to do is go to Ask Coaches and they're going to pull out questions that keep getting asked over and over again to make sure I answer them live too. Here's the next thing that I want you to do. This is we don't do a lot of why work around here, mainly because every time we do something around the why, y'all start using not having a strong enough why. Like, I'm overeating at night. I must not have a strong enough why. No, that is not why you overeat at night. You know why you overeat at night? Because you're not listening to your bullshit excuses and giving your, like, whatever it is that you're eating at night. Like, if you need food, you need to ask yourself, what else do I need? It's not your why. It's listening to the excuse and saying, what is at the heart of what I most need? And why am I not giving that to myself in some other shape or form? Some of you need to have honest conversations. Some of you need to cut yourself some slack. Some of y'all need to quit trying to do another 40-hour job at night after you've already put in a 40-hour job. Some of you need to quit feeling guilty that you ain't got nothing to do at night. Some of you need to quit expecting yourself to be productive at the time of day you're most tired. So what I want you to do, though, is I want you to think about why at this moment do you want to lose like anywhere from 1 pound to the max I would allow anybody to lose in No BS in a month is 8 pounds. And let me just tell you, for all of you who think 8 is better than 1, it is not. Some of you have a lot of weight to lose, and losing 8 pounds could be doable for you at your size. And a lot of you need to slow your fucking roll. You need to be thinking about, like, I was coaching someone this week, I believe it was in Project U, and it was such a good conversation because she was talking about how in the last year, she basically had lost like a pound a month or something like that. Well, now she wants to lose weight faster. She wants to lose weight, like, I think she wanted to lose 4 pounds in 1 month, but she was afraid of what she'd have, or she was like all judging herself for something. I can't remember how she got there, but I said, there's nothing wrong with losing 4 pounds a month. And she was like, but what am I going to have to do to get there? And I said, to lose 4 pounds in a month, probably nothing crazy. I said, but compared to losing 1 pound a month, it's going to feel like a big leap. And that's okay. You just need to understand nothing's going wrong. This isn't harder. It's just, it takes
a different level of paying attention, a different level of eating to lose 4 pounds a month versus 1 pound a month. And you know what? Every single one of you gets to decide how you want to lose this weight. If you want to lose 4 pounds a month, 2 pounds a month, 1 pound a month, 8 pounds a month, whatever that is, none of it is slow and none of it's fast. What it is a decision to match what you're willing to do to that pace. And sometimes when we really look at it, it's like, just decide, I don't want to lose weight at that pace, because if this is what it takes, you know, at this part of my life, at this season, while I'm transitioning, going back into the classroom and stuff, that might not be the best season for me. There may be months where I can turn up the heat a little bit. My life is more set up for that, and that's great. And there's some months I turn it down and I purposely lose at a different pace so that I'm always feeling like I'm meeting myself exactly where I am so I can set myself up for the most amount of success I can have. And I want more of you thinking about that. So I want you to really think about for August, how many pounds do I want to lose and why? Why this amount? And then I want you to think about, in relation to the basics, this is what I think it will take to do that. And then I just want you to have a compassionate and honest conversation with yourself about what it's going to take. Am I willing to choose that? And if I don't want to, that's okay. What am I willing to choose? That might mean a different pace, but I want you to get to where you are working with yourself on setting your goals. I want you to get to where this is a conversation that you have with yourself. It's like, if I'm going to set myself up for the most amount of success, how are we going to do that? And it just takes some honesty. Because like one of the things that my girl and I were talking about, for her to lose 4 pounds a month, there was going to be some overeating at night she was going to have to stop doing. And I just asked her, I was like, now you can continue to lose a pound a month and you can keep some of this overeating at night. But if you want to go to 4, we really can't be eating ice cream at night. We really can't be doing these things because you've told me it's not from hunger. It's not from anything else other than I just don't think I'd have a good time at night if I wasn't eating ice cream. Like, that's just how I end my day. I just like it. And I said, yeah. And if you want to lose 4 pounds a month, that means you're going to need to spend this month sitting there and learning how to be okay without ice cream at night. And there'll be some nights it's just going to feel hard. And you're going to have to pay attention to that. And you're going to have to learn how to like settle yourself without ice cream. You're going to have to learn how to be there without ice cream. And that's totally possible. And that's great. I said, but if there's a part of you who's like, no, I just really want to eat ice cream. And that's kind of the life I want to set up for myself and whatnot. Then we need to be like, okay. And that is going to be a pound a month to get to where I want to go. So she had like 10 pounds left to lose. And I said, we've got 10 months to get there. And in 10 months, you can definitely be where you're at and you probably can keep your ice cream habit. Or if you want to get there in 2.5 months, now what we got to do is do a lot of work on urges and we need to do more work on like being okay with not eating it, letting that get extinguished and all, and like breaking our tie. Like, yes, you do love ice cream, but do you have to love it every night? Like, we have to work on those things. So I want all of you to be sitting there and I want you to start really rethinking things like, how much would I like to lose this month? What do I think needs to happen in order to do that? What do I need to give up? And I don't want you to think about giving up just like food. I want you to think about, what excuses do I have to give up? What comfort? Right now, for a lot of you, the only thing standing between you and getting your weight loss going is I need to give up some of my comfort eating in exchange for learning how to truly comfort my emotional needs. And when I'm ready to do that, then on the other side, I will break a stall or a plateau. On the other side of that, I will quit dicking around with 5 to 10 pounds. On the other side of that is momentum. On the other side of that is solving a problem I won't have to face again. So we just need to be honest. And some of us are going to be ready for some of that work. And some of us are not going to be ready. And that's okay. So whatever you're not ready for, I just want you to make a compassionate agreement with yourself. I don't want to do that work right now. I won't do that work right now. So I want to figure out what is a reasonable amount of weight loss with a reasonable amount of work that I'm willing to do. And that's going to be my progress for August as I relearn the basics. As Corinne really explains how things work, I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about creating some safety around enough, some safety around hunger. I'm going to answer all those questions that are coming up over and over again, just about the basics. So I definitely want you to figure out like that why, what you're willing to do, and a goal. Sky says, so if I want to lose 3 to 4 pounds in September, I need to choose non-food post-dinner activities. Probably. It's really, really hard to lose weight if your post-dinner activities involve eating. Because post-dinner, you're probably not hungry. Post-dinner, you're probably bored. You're probably trying to relax. Maybe you're trying to distract yourself from housework, give yourself an excuse to not to do housework. You might be trying to comfort yourself. That might be the only pleasure you have in life. For a lot of y'all, the reason why you're eating like after work or in the evenings is because you don't have a lot of pleasure in your life. And the only time you feel like you're having fun or you're having ease is when you eat. We don't want to just take the food away. We actually want to figure out like, what can you do for yourself that starts giving you some pleasure in life? Somebody asked what brand my glasses are. Well, hang on. I'll tell you, but let me put my other glasses on so I can read. They are Philip Plein, PhilippPlein. Philip Plein. Let me put the other glasses on. Corinne can't read without them. You know, it's getting bad when I am not joking. I have 3 pairs of glasses on my desk to make sure that I can see at all times. All right. And then the other big thing I want you to do is I want you to think about like the breakthrough that you would like to have at the end of this month. So for some of you, you may want to redo the big deep dive assessment that we did last month. I'm having my Project You people do that. I encourage all of you to do it, but I want you to reassess yourself. Don't beat yourself up when you do it. You should have 3s, 2s, and 1s. There's no one in no BS land that's going to be a 3 ever. I'm doing the assessment every month. I am never a straight shot. I've got 1s, 2s, and 3s. Like when I work on some stuff, it's always natural. I take my eye off these things. Thank God I do an assessment every month. I'm like, oh, I let go of this one. That's just normal. There's nothing wrong with you. All we want to be doing is we just want to be looking at the areas that we have, do the assessment, figure out some level ups and implement it. But I would love for y'all to think about what is something that you're finally ready to solve when it comes to just your basics this month. Do not, like, I will encourage all of you, don't pick something that distracts you from the basics. If we're going to focus on the basics this month, I really want you to ask yourself, where is the one area of the basics that I don't have dialed in, that I am less than 100% on? And that I've got some drama around, or that I have done discovery worksheet after discovery worksheet on it. Like, what is that thing that I really want to see if I can have a breakthrough this month? So pick, here's going to be the big ones to pick. It is either going to be good food, bad food mentality. That's going to come with the planning. Most of you, the reason why planning goes to shit and not being able to follow the plan, a lot of times it traces back to being good or bad. So maybe it's good, better, best. For some of you, it is, I suck at waiting for hunger. Like, it scares the shit out of me. I pre-eat. I call it pre-gaming. I pre-game before dinner because I really don't like being hungry. It's really hard for me to be hungry. We want to have a breakthrough on why and how to create safety and overcome it. For some of you, it's enough. It is, you know, it's really hard for me to stop at enough. And if you're going to pick that, then I want you to kind of really think about, I want to have a breakthrough on maybe it's wasting food. Maybe it's stopping at enough when it tastes good, whatever it is. I just want all of you to pick one big breakthrough that you want with your basics this month. Write it down. And that's the one I want you to focus on the most this month. We're going to listen to all the lessons. We'll answer the questions. But every week, I want you, and every day, I want you thinking about, what questions do I need to ask about this? What things do I need to try? How, like, can I spend 30 days maniacally focused on this one thing? And this is what it's going to take. For most of you, in order to focus on the one thing, it's going to take patience with yourself, because when you focus on one thing that keeps tripping you up, you have to make a lot of mistakes to solve it. You are going to be literally shining a light on you not doing it right, on you talking like an asshole to yourself about it, on you thinking you'll never get it, on you wanting to quit working on it, on you wanting to tune out and not focus on it. And it will all come back to nothing more than, when I'm not doing it right and I work really hard on it and have to see this over and over again, I have to hear all of my insecurities around it. The goal is to work through the insecurities, to take the temperature down through the insecurities, so then we can work on the thing and we're not going to stop. Y'all think the hardest part is making the mistake? The hardest part is the conversation you have with yourself about the mistake, about what you make it mean. And we need to work on no longer creating a lot of anxiety for ourselves. Like, every time you hear yourself think, I'll never be able to lose weight, that is your brain saying, are you sure you want to keep doing this? You're really hard on yourself when you make mistakes. I'm trying to get you to quit because I love you so much. But if you weren't being hard on yourself, this is what your brain would say. Hey, like, what can we learn here? Because the moment you stop being hard on yourself, your brain wants to solve problems. Right now, when you're hard on yourself about making mistakes, your brain is trying to solve the biggest problem in the room. It feels scared and threatened by you. And it is thinking you're in danger from you. And so we have to teach the brain throughout the entire month. We are going to be focusing on the one thing around the basics that I don't always do right, that I struggle the most with. And that's probably going to unearth also my fears around not being able to lose weight. My self-talk, where I call myself some names. And that's the part I got to solve during the basics month, because I have to reassure myself throughout the entire time, we're okay. We just think shitty stuff about us sometimes. But all we're really doing is figuring out this thing that a lot of the Nobius women also are figuring out. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking Corinne about it. So I must not be as broken as I think. I must not be as terrible as I think. I probably can lose weight. I bet some of the success stories worked on this exact thing, and then they figured it out. And the answer isn't to quit, brain. I appreciate you're wanting to save me from emotional stress. But the real answer is to keep going. And I will be there for you every minute. Every single time you try to tear me down, every single time, I'm going to read that as you just care about me. I'm going to start reading this as my brain saying, you matter to us. And I would rather have you quit something than to have you do something that puts us in danger. And then you're going to reassure yourself, like, we're okay. We're okay. And we're going to keep going. And that's what I want for y'all in September. I want this to be the new January. I want us to be focused. I want us to be figuring out how to be there for ourselves. I want us to be rethinking weight loss in ways that we've never thought before. That's what I want for us. All right. Corinne just said you have to learn how to settle yourself, settle self with eating ice cream at night. What are some examples of strategies of how to settle yourself so you do not eat? So the NOW process, Anonymous, module 2 of NOBS has the NOW process. That's one way. If you go to this last Sunday on the elders call and on the Sunday coaching call, I walked two different people through talking to their feelings. That's a way that we can settle ourselves. The other thing is just like laying there saying, I know I want ice cream. Take deep breaths. We're not actually deprived. A big one is a lot of times what happens is when we give up ice cream at night or whatever food you're eating at night, our brain is like, you should be able to eat it. You deserve it. This sucks. This is too hard. You're too tired to do this. Let's just do it tomorrow. All of that is creating some anxiety. All of it. And what we want to do is not create more anxiety on top of it. And this is what I hear most of y'all do. I shouldn't be thinking stuff like this. This urge is never going to end. Why do I have to have all these thoughts? Why is it so hard for me to quit eating ice cream? Y'all layer anxiety on top of anxiety. And to settle yourself, we don't want to layer anxiety on top of anxiety. We want to hear our brain being like, you deserve it, blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, let's just take a few deep breaths. Because in the moment when all of that's going on, we feel deprived. So I want you to think about all the things our brain says. You deserve it. You know what that, when we feel deprived, we're not deprived of ice cream. You know what we're deprived of? Like, yeah, you're right. We are such a deserving person. Today, like, you got through a tough day. Today, like, nobody acknowledged you. You're so deserving. That calms you down. When your brain says like, oh my gosh, we can just start tomorrow. Like it won't hurt if we have some tonight. This is when we say like, you know what? I know you think it won't hurt and it won't tonight. You are so right. It won't hurt at all tonight. But tomorrow morning, I just know me. I'm not going to wake up in a good mood. I'm not going to wake up motivated. I'm probably going to wake up a little disappointed. Or I know what I'll do. I'll wake up tomorrow thinking tomorrow's going to be so different again. So it actually does hurt a little to not have it tonight. But I just don't want to hurt for all the other nights. It's having those conversations. That is what we have to do. Y'all, it's not a matter of turn on the TV, distract yourself, like don't start knitting. I mean, it's fine. If knitting is fun for you, then yeah, you just need to knit and have an urge. Like for me, watching TV is great. A lot of times I use things like when I'm wanting to eat something, I have that first conversation just like, look, I just know tomorrow I'm not going to wake up really excited about myself. I don't want to wake up tomorrow making another plan that I probably won't follow. I thought this morning I'd follow this one, which I just, you know what? It's just hard right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch a show. Can I just get through a show and then I'll have a conversation again at the end of it? That's some of the stuff we do. Which basics is the one that will help with saying no to urges? None of the basics are going to help you say no to urges. all of the basics, what they do is they highlight why you're having urges. When we stop it enough, that amplifies why we want to keep eating. When we wait for hunger, it amplifies why we want to eat when we're not hungry. When we use good, better, best, it amplifies all of our diet mentality. So for all of you, the basics actually highlight all of the eating that got you to quit every diet before you joined No BS. Hear me when I say this. The four basics are the parameters I put into place. Like if you follow them, you're going to lose weight. But don't be sitting there thinking that when you do the basics, like, oh, I'll never have an urge again. No. The basics highlight the urges. And then we teach you what to do with urges. That's all of module 3 in No BS. That's where your other diets failed. They gave you calories and they gave you lists, but they didn't talk to you about like, now, you know, when you cut out the carbs, here's all that bullshit you'll start thinking. It's unfair when Brenda over there is eating, you know, bread at Outback and here I am sitting having to just do my diet. We take it all the way. So the basics don't absolve you from urges. What they do is their job is to amplify the urges so we can get to work on all that shit you've been eating over. We're all about root cause here. I'm not about brute force. Follow my basics and then just be miserable in your life. No. We want to figure out why are we attached to the food. Hunger is tricky for me because sometimes I get the shakes and it happens fast. Is there any way to help with this? The fear is having that happen. So, Kathy, if you're getting the shakes when you get hungry, number one, let's make sure that you are, there's a couple things you can do. Number one is you probably should see a doctor to make sure you don't have any kind of blood sugar issues going on. That would be like the first thing, just to make sure that you're like there's nothing going on medically that you need to know about, because getting like just a little hungry, like, and I'm talking slight hunger, like it sounds like your blood sugar is dipping too low, too fast. So that could just be like, you need to go and have like, just make sure there's nothing medically going on. I just always advise that. I just recently did the same thing. I just went and had my physical. I've been having a lot of like weird ass, like fatigue and different things happening. My stomach's been a little upset. And I went and I just was like, you know what? I just want to rule medical stuff out just to make sure before, like, I'm working on things over here, but we don't want to be working on things when we actually are working against a medical issue. So I do that first. The second thing that you can do is sometimes you're waiting too long for hunger. So one thing that you could do is for now, just go ahead and time your eating. Think about like about how long between meals do I go where shakiness happens, eat before that. So for some of you, you may want to do this. You may want to, like, I know in the basics, we don't teach timed eating, but that doesn't mean it's not a tool we can use. What we can do is we can say, to avoid my sugar, like to avoid my shakes and stuff, I want to track this month about how long can I go before I hit that. And now what I need to do is I want to eat about maybe 30 minutes to an hour before that. And then while you're doing timed eating, pay attention to see if there are some hunger signals that are coming sooner than shakes. Because a lot of y'all just don't even really realize some of the hunger signals. So in module 1, we actually have a cheat sheet full of different hunger signals that people get. For me, it's not about waiting for a stomach growl. For me, when I know I'm hungry, I am starting to lose focus and I start yawning. I get tired first. When I wait until a stomach growl, I've really waited a long time. Like for me, right now is a really good example. I had calls that started at 8 o'clock this morning. I wasn't feeling so well last night. So I went to bed real early and I allowed myself to sleep until I didn't have an alarm on and I didn't get up till 6. So I only had 2 hours to get all my morning stuff done. Plus look beautiful for everyone. Cause I have calls straight until 2. I didn't get to eat. And so I've got my sister-in-law, she's bringing me a protein shake from a little local restaurant that I can drink on my calls. But now I'm starting to get like belly hurting hunger. And for me, that's a little too much. And that's because I haven't ate since, like, I had dinner last night at 4 o'clock. So like, I'm just like, hey, Aunt JJ, please bring me something to eat. And then I'm going to have a nice meal at 2 the second I get off my calls. So I just want you to think about, do some timed eating, like figure out about how long. Do that for a little bit. Sometimes that's enough to stabilize some of the like shakes and stuff. It builds trust. Like your body is like, I don't have to have such dramatic swings in blood sugar because now I'm getting fed regularly. And then you can kind of back some of that out. But I would start with that. And then, but pay attention to hunger and enough while you do it. You still are going to need to stop it enough. And you're still going to need to pay attention to, do I have any early hunger signals that now I could start planning by rather than waiting until shakes? Let's see. Wednesdays are tough for Corinne. My calls start wicked early and they go all day, y'all. I almost always on Wednesdays. I need to really be getting up at like 4 in the morning to be able to get breakfast in and everything I need to do on a Wednesday. I'm struggling to choose one thing to work on because I'm exhausted by not keeping promises to myself over and over again. All right. So this is what's hilarious. I'm exhausted by not keeping promises, lots of them, to myself. That's why we need to choose one thing. Stop overpromising. Have you ever had a friend that overpromises and underdeliver? Have you ever like gone through a business that overpromises and underdeliver? It does feel gross. You know what you want? You want people that you can rely on. Like Jane is my best friend, but there are certain things I don't ask of Jane because she would underdeliver every single time because she ain't good at that shit. So for right now, just tell yourself, I love myself enough to pick one thing so I can only work on that and the rest of it? No. This is the month I overdeliver on one thing. I have lost faith in myself to follow through. I realize that is dramatic thinking, but I can't seem to shift any thoughts. That's my suggestions, Nicole. Is every single time that you think like I've lost faith in myself, it's like, yeah, that's normal. When I pick too many fucking things to work on, that just sets it up to be harder to follow through. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to pick one thing and I'm willing to be messy with it this month because it's good to be messy at one thing so I can get better at it. And then the next month I can work on the next thing and then I can be messy at that and get better at that. But every month will get easier because I will talk to myself differently. And I'm going to knock things out one at a time instead of like, let me overpromise and underdeliver, knowing that that just sets me myself up to feeling like shit about me. I'm going to tell you, Corinne does not work on a lot of things at one time. Like in my business, ask my team. I'm always like boiling it down to, this is all we're working on. Like this quarter, I had two little things. I was like, marketing, anytime you need me to help you, I'm there. And then I'm writing content for the membership. I've spent my entire last like 2 or 3 weeks just pounding out content for y'all that's coming out. I have not tackled a bunch of other stuff because I know it's easier to be successful being really good at a few things than it is to try to do all the things and do a lot of things poorly. Because that just fucks with your brain. I'm terrified of hunger as past restriction means I will binge later. How do I tell my brain that hunger doesn't equal starving myself? Exactly that. This is what I would do though. So if you have a past binging history, I would definitely right now do the timed eating for you. I would just say, you know what? This is when I'm going to eat. I'm going to set up this structured eating. And every time I go into the meal, and this is for all my people though, that struggle with the fear of hunger. Some of y'all need to just try hunger and you don't have a lot of drama around it. The main reason you don't want to get hungry is just because you just don't like it. You just have a shitty attitude about it. But for a lot of you who are binge eaters, it's a little different. You've done a lot of over-restriction and you have to reestablish safety with the body. The body has to learn that you are not about to put it in life-threatening situations. So for anybody that has like a real fear of hunger, and when I say a real fear, there's two types of fear. There's like, I don't like being hungry. I just don't want to be hungry. It's almost like I have a disdain for it. And what we need to do is we actually need to just prove to ourselves being a little hungry isn't that bad. And that's going to be like 70% of you. But then there's like 30% of you where there's been a lot of very bad restriction in your past. And you have put your body in harm's way. And there's been binging. And what ends up happening is every single time you feel a little bit of hunger, your body doesn't think you're safe. It goes to your past and it thinks, oh my God, she's doing it again. I need to make her overeat. Because what it wants to do is it wants to make you binge so that it can save up resources. So that if you're going to do this hunger thing, it's got something to rely on. And so it makes sense why we would have so much fear and why our brain would overreact and stuff. So if you legit have, there's two types of fears. There's going to be the fear number one of like binging behavior. Hunger triggers the desire to binge from a safety perspective. So I just want you to understand, my body's just trying to protect me. This is not a bad thing. This is actually a good thing that my body wants to do that. This is a biological thing. This is how we're primarily wired to operate. That will help take the temperature down a little bit for you, so that you don't have self-loathing and shaming on top of it. And then some of you, it's not that you have binge behaviors, but if you allow yourself to get too hungry, it avalanches at the next meal. It's like it just, you go unconscious and you feel like you need to really overeat. It's like makeup eating. And that again is your body overreacting to past diets where you probably didn't get a lot of food. So if you're on that end of the spectrum, this is what I want to say for my binge eaters. I'm going to separate all this out. And I've never really taught it this way. So everybody hang with me. And we're going to talk a lot about this next month. I can't believe I'm trying to teach on the fly. What chart, but it's in the other room. All right. For my binge eaters, I want you to do timed eating. And I mean, I want you to set it up to where you plan something, not diety. Now it can be like, if you legit are like, I would like to have a salad. I actually enjoy these healthy foods. You can put those on your plan, but I do not like timed eating for a binge eater doesn't work. If you orchestrate, let's say you're going to have three meals and 2 to 3 snacks. It will not work for a binge eater if say those 6 meals are laced with good food, bad food mentality. And this is how I like to check in on that. When I'm planning my food, I will look at a meal, and if it looks like I'll look at it, and if it's really healthy, I ask myself, do you like this food? Can you see yourself in the moment, like truly wanting to eat it? And if you feel like you could want it outside of being emotionally charged, outside of being like in a threatened state, like, no, I actually do like salads and stuff. It's just sometimes I don't want them. Sometimes when I'm like stressed out, I might want something else. then you get to plan your salad. But if you're planning your salad because you think, well, you're such a fuck face, you know, you need to eat this. You can't plan these other things or you're never going to lose weight. If you're planning that food and it feels like when you drop in your body, it already feels anxious, change it. We have to reestablish safety for binge eaters first and foremost. If you're ever going to lose the weight, this has to be a pivotal step in the very beginning. And often what happens with binge eaters is, you know, there's big talk in the binge eating land, like we don't want to prioritize weight loss. We don't want to prioritize weight loss, but that doesn't mean it gets taken off the table. The more safety we create around the food and the more we give you food and we honor like identifying like how we can have safety around hunger and how we can have safety around enough, the more we do that, guess what happens? The binges start going down and some of the weight does come off simply because we're not compelled to binge as much. Now, for my other people who are not binge eaters, but you know, if you get too hungry, you're like, I know what happens. I tend to overeat. What I want y'all to do is figure out ways to avoid those situations. So that might mean like me, now I don't get too hungry anymore. I've created so much safety around myself, around hunger. Like I have told myself thousands and thousands and thousands of times, like I can tolerate hunger. I know how to eat really slow at a meal. I know how to give myself purposeful breaks because there's a part of me that's going to want, like, I know that when, like at 2 o'clock today, I'll give myself an example. At 2 o'clock, if all I've had is a protein shake, I know I'm going to have thoughts like this. Let's add this. You missed a meal. Like all of that's going to come up. I'm so in tune with that. I don't feel threatened by it. To me, it's very normal that all of that's going to happen. It's very normal that I'm going to feel the urge and I'm going to want to eat. And because I feel normal about it, I know like, all right, and when that happens, I'm just going to breathe through some of it. I'm going to make my normal plate. I'm going to eat a little extra slow. I'm going to plan to do something right after I eat that I like for me, I know this sounds crazy. One of the things I enjoy is I throw a lot of shit on my island in my closet all the time. One of the things I enjoy doing is taking like 10 minutes to hang my clothes up, move things around, and like clean island. I just like that. That's just one of the things Corinne happens to like. If I wanted to, you know, read this book, whatever it is, I make that agreement. But some of you don't yet have a normal relationship with your urges. You have a very threatened relationship with your urges. So when you get too hungry and all of that comes in, you think, oh God, Corinne, it's such a problem. But my brain thinks, and then my brain thinks. Like if you're in that state where you're still arguing with all of it, then what I would do is I would make sure that you also know your busy days and say, I would rather eat off plan and grab like a healthy snack, one that I agree in the moment. Like I'd rather eat this so that I don't trigger all of that later. That's where we're taking authority, agency, and control back over. And that's okay. This is why I wanted to spend a whole month on the basics, because when we first learn them, I cannot go into all the 1001 nuances of the basics. When you first learn them, you just need to learn your basics. But there is so much to weight loss that is what we just call figuring our shit out, navigating the landscape, understanding all the layers. And it's a lot of just, we got to listen to them and talk about them over and over again. And then you'll hear like, ding, 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 that's me. And when we talked about it this time, guess what? Ooh, I'm going to try that and see if that helps. The last person, so we talked about our binge eaters, and then we talked about our people who avalanche into more, more, more thinking. The other bunch of us are just people who just don't like being hungry. We just think it sucks. We're like, yeah, but like, or we know we can wait for hunger and we know our signals and we can do it easily, except on days when we're pissed. And that's a whole different story. You don't have to create safety with hunger. You got to create safety with being pissed. Like if you know you eat when you're not hungry, and it's literally because like, you know, I can wait for hunger. I don't really have a problem with that, except on them days I'm bored. Except on those days where, you know, Martha at work was being a total asswipe, or Chuck over there, he's not acting real great at home. That's not like a creating safety around hunger thing. We're still going to wait for our hunger. Now we're going to manage the elephant in the room, which is when I feel this, I throw hunger out the window. Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I will see you. I will see you this Sunday, hopefully with a big UT win strapped right around the belt. All right. Y'all have a good week. Talk to you later. Bye, y'all.